everyone. I want to welcome you to Cellular Healing TV, episode 55. This is David Asarno, and unfortunately, Warren can't be here with us, but we are here with Dr. Pompa. Dr. Pompa, how are you today?
Doing great and very excited about this show.
I'm so excited about this show today. In fact, why don't you tell everyone why we are so excited and why they should be excited?
Well, we have the director of a brand new movie called Bot, and I'll tell you, all of you are going to have an opportunity to see this movie for free. So I can tell you this right now, that after you see this film by Jeff Hayes, the director who we have on this show today, I promise you this, the way you live your life is going to change. There's no doubt. I believe in my heart that you cannot watch that film and walk away from it changed. You know, I know the information. I lecture on the information. I teach this information to doctors all over the country and the public. I watched the film, and I'm telling you, it had an effect on me. The drama behind this truth and this reality, to me, it was, like I said, life-transforming. So with that said, I want to welcome the director of Bot and many other films that I'll let you promote, and that's Jeff Hayes. So thank you for joining us, Jeff.
Dan, thanks for having me. Thanks for letting me be here. And I have to correct this before you get me shot. My partner, Bobby Sheehan, is the director. I'm the producer and executive producer of the film.
Okay.
And so,
right.
Yeah, so it's funny. Everybody was asked, what's a producer? And, you know, it really does. It's a joint effort between he and I. But Bobby is the writer and director and literally would shoot me if I let you say that.
Yeah. We don't want you. We don't want you shot. And by the way, it is an absolutely amazing film. And you know, I've been listening to just understand the reality. And why don't you talk a little bit about the title Bot and what it means as far as the food that we eat and Big Pharma and what's going on today.
This was so depressing to me as the film evolved from a previous film called Doctored that we did, that we focused on how the traditional medicine tried to get rid of chiropractic, especially and all alternative medicine, and so in the process of doing that film, a couple of subjects kept coming up that we didn't know whether to include or not, vaccines and GMOs, and it's like, how do I do a film about health and not talk about food? And then this vaccine issue was so contentious. Prior to being around the number of chiropractors I was around and people in alternative medicine, I got a flu shot probably 4 years ago. That's what I did. I vaccinated all my kids. All of a sudden I start meeting these people that are questioning the safety or efficacy of vaccines. I'm like, what are you guys talking about? So in the process of looking through this, I'm a capitalist. I'm an entrepreneur. I've got 8 patents. I've raised $100 million in my business career. I love capitalism. And all of a sudden, I'm seeing, holy cow. And when you start mixing money and health, it's actually ugly. It's not, I talked to a friend of Dan, Patrick Gentempo, about this at one point several years ago, and he's like, Jeff, this isn't capitalism, this is crony capitalism. So the reason for the title Bot is literally the people controlling our food, the people controlling our health, they've been bought. This is not, and for me to come to that conclusion, for a dyed-in-the-wool capitalist to have to admit that was a profound experience.
Yeah,
and
I have to say,
we got to fix it.
Yeah, no doubt. And I have to say this, you know, I mean, some people watching will think, you know, gosh, you know, Jeff must be very into the what we're into, right? As far as he must be a doctor, a healthcare provider. But you're not. I mean, how did you end up here? I mean, this is such a mission calling. I mean, this can take you off course, you know, for many other things in your life. How did you get here?
Yeah, so it's funny. In the process of doing this film, I fell in love with healers like you, Dan, with people that have stepped outside of the box that are not, you know, I'll give you one example. Is I've been on blood pressure medicines for 30 years. I take three a day, every day. I'm the kind of guy, if I join the orchestra, I'll play the song. And so it wasn't until I started hanging around chiropractors, I had a chiropractor ask me, well, wait a minute, Jeff, don't you want to know why your body wants high blood pressure? And I'm like, it didn't even make sense to me. I'm like, what are you talking about? I have high blood pressure. My dad had high blood pressure. I take the pills. The end. And he's like, well, no, what if you got blockage to a kidney and your body's turning up the pressure to force the blood through the kidney? What if it's this? What? He gave me like four or five reasons. Wouldn't you want to know? And I'm thinking, how in 30 years of being treated by physicians, no one ever asked why? And so it... once you start questioning the model, and once you start looking, and it literally, for me, this took a couple of years to sink in, that, you know, that there was another way. Where does health come from? And if it's not our drug medical model, once I started pulling on that string, the sweater started to unravel, and you go, okay, well, yeah. I know vaccines are good for you, aren't they? And GMOs don't matter, you know, right? And you start digging into it. And in the film Bought, we filmed at Harvard, we filmed at MIT, we filmed at University of Wales, University of Kentucky, Purdue University. You know, this is not like some web conspiracy. These are the finest people, the finest experts in the world, and the truth is out there. You just have to look for it.
You know, it's interesting when you start. You were you were interviewing these researchers. You're interviewing doctors, and one of the things that stuck out because I knew some people were on it. I think it was you were talking about Paxil and how they repurposed it, and it really wasn't getting the intended result, but they're selling a lot of the product.
Yeah, you actually are making that. You're stating that in a very kind way. You know, study 329. was a fraudulent study that's still on the books. Yep. GlaxoSmithKline has pled guilty to a felony, criminal felony. So we're not talking about civil fines. We're talking about criminal fines that they paid of $3 billion for lying about the Paxil study results, saying it was good for kids, when in reality the study showed that it was causing suicide. So we're talking about people dying, killing themselves, people that are families that have lost their teenage son because they lied about this. And we're not talking about some, you know, alternative newspaper reporting this, that here's what we think Glaxo did. This is what GlaxoSmithKline stood up in court and said, yep, we did that, and paid a $3 billion fine.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, they made $44 billion.
Yeah.
It was just a cost of doing business, and it continues.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, that was disturbing. I mean, it's like, so guess what? They're going to continue to have that same pattern, because in the long run, it was worth it to them. Matter of fact, kids would still be dying if it wasn't for one whistleblower that had the guts, I think, even now, to come, you know, in the movie and really talk about, you know, what he did and why. You know, I thought that was absolutely amazing. And of course, you had another whistleblower that you were able to interview, which, you know, very similar situation, you know, where they didn't mind paying the fine. They didn't mind paying the penalty, you know. But again, I think that it maybe gives some people more courage to stand up, because if it wasn't for those people, people would still be dying from those medications today.
You know, in the Pennsylvania whistleblower, we filmed that out in. This guy lives out in the backwoods of Pennsylvania that you can't find his place with a map. And 10 years he spent, he had to turn on the generator for us to have electricity to film him. This guy, it ruined his life. 10 years he was an investigator for the state of Pennsylvania, and they did everything they could to destroy him. Meanwhile, you know, these whistleblowers end up making, you know, sometimes as much as $100 million. You get money that is recovered, and you know, the whistleblower in Washington, that we're filming. I walk into his garage, and there's two of, what are they, the F-44s that are the $350,000 Mustangs. He's got, you know, he's got all the toys now. Let me tell you, he would give it all back to have his life back. These guys were run through the ringer, and these are the ones who succeeded. Most of them just get ground up and destroyed, and nothing good ever happens. And they're all that stands between us, and these guys just absolutely destroying our health. It's happening now with Merck and the MMR vaccine. There's a whistleblower case going through. Yeah. Somehow we think, okay, we know these big pharma companies. We know they lie to us. We know they bribe doctors. We know they alter studies. But they wouldn't mess with our vaccines. We have a couple of virologists who Merck insisted they lie about what the MMR vaccine was doing. This case will come to court this year. It's been approved. It has whistleblower status. And meanwhile, it's not being carried by the news that this is happening.
That's a big there's two things here. One, watching this movie, you actually changed my viewpoint. And when Dr. Pompa says you're going to be a changed person, you're going to be a changed person on multiple fronts. For me, you know, thinking of how I thought about whistleblowers, if these people weren't brave enough to go through the meat grinder that they went through and you hear these stories, none of this would come out. I mean, that's tremendous.
I'm telling you, and when you these two people specifically, as I got to know them, the price they paid cannot be compensated with money. It wasn't for the money. There were, you know, if this was I hope I don't ever have to make that decision. But you figure they're in a room with other people who know the truth and who are making the other decision to go along with it.
Go ahead. Yeah, I was going to say, you know, Bill Campbell just recently come out from the CDC and, you know, really, where did
William Thompson. William Thompson.
I heard all the, yeah, William Thompson, I'm sorry, yeah, Bill, I was thinking of another story. William Thompson, where did it go? I mean, it was like, this was shattering news, you know, that really was, you know, to me, groundbreaking, and then it was like there, and it was gone. Never made mainstream media that this man came out and apologized. About how they fudged the number, told the fudge numbers. Where's that at right now, Jeff? Do you know anything about that?
So CDC has gone to the media and explained, I mean, literally sat down with them and said, if you give these guys, who they refer to as anti-vaccine, if you give them time, you're killing children. And this is, you know, I got interviewed for an article on the Daily Beast 2 weeks ago, an article about all these doctors that if they question vaccine safety, they're being threatened with having their license taken away.
Right, right.
And so this MD who interviewed me, she had just had an article, you know, on the Daily Beast, so I got a response from her yesterday. The Daily Beast responded, "This article needs to be flipped on its head. Doctors, you know, we have long taken the position that doctors who question vaccines, or doctors, they call them anti-vax, who are anti-vax, should have their licenses revoked." So not only, you know, here the Daily Beast is, you know, we're not talking about the New York Times. They don't want to publish an article talking about how these doctors are being attacked. They want to join the attack. This is so pervasive. When we have scientists, when you have doctors, when you tell them, you don't have a right to your opinion. You don't have a right to see what you see. You better march in line or you're going to lose your livelihood. It is.
I mean,
they all know.
That's scary.
What I don't understand is whether you agree with vaccination or not, you know, when we lose our rights to choose, you know, that's when things get really scary, you know? It's like, so I don't understand how people don't see this, is, you know, just obviously cascading into other things where we completely lose our rights. So if they come to your door with gunpoint and make you vaccinate your children, which is where they want to head this, Jeff. I mean, this is where they want a total agenda. You know, but here's the disturbing thing. Jeff, why don't people see this other side? I mean, is it this sacred cow has been held up that strongly, you know, that people have such strong opinions? I mean, why, when these experts that you interviewed, and there's so many others out there that are saying vaccines are causing disease, immune problems, etc. Why don't people see it? Why won't they even hear the arguments, Jeff?
This challenges the basic fundamental of the vaccination is our chosen method for protecting ourselves from infectious diseases that could kill us as a species. And to question that, this, you know, it is so entrenched. This is going to take some time. Now, I've had a lot of people tell me that the reason the fight is so intense right now is because this is the last gasp. And I tend to think that it gets right to its worst point before it gets better. There is an awakening going on, and it's happening with 30, 35-year-old mothers who are going, wait a minute, I hear what you say, but something in my gut tells me there's something wrong here. And the power of mothers, and this is where, we made this film free for a short period of time to spread it around, because I want people to be able to share it and spread it. I made this film for my 32-year-old daughter, who posted on Facebook a couple of years ago, I'm thinking about not following the vaccine schedule. And when she did that, she was attacked. She had friends of hers that wouldn't said, don't bring your kids to my house. She had a sister-in-law who will not come to birthday parties if Casey and her kids are going to be there. This film was designed to have the conversation for her that she doesn't want to have. She doesn't want her kids to be odd. She doesn't want them to be ostracized. She just wants to do what's right for them. And that, I want to get this film out there to have a safe place to have this conversation.
Well, I think you hit on something there, because what you said was, I think, the biggest emotional thing, is that they're pinning people who don't vaccinate as a great threat to the, you know, keeping these diseases from being completely eradicated. You know, one of the things that people don't realize, there's been a lot of talk about measles. You know, but the measles was, I mean, it was not even showing up on the radar before the vaccine ever came out. You know, so people think that, you know, if you gave them a choice when the vaccine came out and when measles dramatically plummeted to almost nothing, they would have thought that happened right around the time of the vaccination. Well, actually, it didn't. It actually plummeted before the vaccine ever came out. You know, but the public just doesn't know that stuff, Jeff. So we're told that if we don't, the reason people like us who don't vaccinate or believe in vaccinations, that's why these diseases are still here. Talk about that, because that is the fear strategy that they're using in making people feel guilty for not vaccinating.
Well, and then you know about shedding, where it's funny. I heard a TV commercial for an autoimmune drug. And at the end, when they read through all the side effects, they always show a husband and wife rowing in a boat as they're saying, and your head might fall off. You know, these incredible side effects. And I'm hearing these side effects, and they go, be sure and let your doctor know if you or anybody in your family has been vaccinated. And it's because they were giving, it's an immune suppressing drug. And I'm listening to this. I'm like, what is the vaccination group at this pharmaceutical company think about them having to include in the list of side effects and warnings, be sure and let your doctor know if you or anybody in your family has been vaccinated. Doesn't that make somebody go, if I'm taking this drug, I need to let my doctor know if one of my kids has been vaccinated? Why would that be? And you and I know it's because of shedding. And, you know, with a live virus vaccine, it is the vaccinated that are spreading these diseases. With pertussis, it goes on. Hey, there's Marilee.
And a puppy. One of your fans, she wanted to poke her head in. You know, she's been on Facebook battling the vaccine thing with doctors. And for this week, it's, you know, so this battle goes on. And she's...
I commented on a Jimmy Kimmel video that I thought was just obnoxious and unprofessional and ruined their credibility, if anything. It did not help their cause. And it was just...
Did you see it, Jeff? Did you see it?
I did. And what's funny is I'm a huge Jimmy Kimmel fan. The reality is this is the smart thing to do. If, like, I mean, literally, it's so easy to take this position It's every the way I know a doctor knows nothing is when you ask a doctor about vaccine safety, and they always respond, an MD responds with the same thing, a pediatrician is, that study has been retracted, and the doctor who wrote the study has been thoroughly discredited. And that's when I realized that doctor knows nothing, that they take all the vaccine safety studies that have ever been done and assume there's only one, and it was the 1998 Lancet, study from Andrew Wakefield, and there is no other study, and they don't even know what that study's about. Yeah. And so this is a message that's tightly compact that spreads. There's some carefully worded things. The sky is blue, the earth is round, vaccines are safe and effective. You'll hear that phrase. This is a carefully tested phrase to get people to just check that box in their mind and go, nope, I read about it, I asked my doctor about it. Meanwhile, they're all quoting the same source. They're all quoting the CDC, and if you check the CDC's references, the CDC is self-reverent, referring. It'll reference another article that has no study, and you finally get to a study like on the autism issue, and you get to the one that William Thompson said, yes, we lied.
Exactly. People my doctor, or you're not a doctor. Like, doctors know anything really about this subject. You know, we had the same immunology, course, in school, and you come out and you really know nothing about immunology. I don't care what field you're in. I mean, unless you are the immunologist, and then that case, they make darn sure you come out with the sacred cow, believing in this vaccination, promo here, So, people would just put their doctor up like they know nothing. It's the same talking points, Jeff, and that's the point. They all have the same talking point, the very agenda that the drug companies are pushing, in that they're told they're speaking the same thing.
Yeah, their talking point is they say it's safe. Remember, Dr. Bob, it's like, who's they?
If you remember, Vioxx was, of course, safe until it wasn't. But the AMA was the last group to admit that tobacco caused cancer. They were the last, not the first. The biggest advertiser in the 40s and 50s in JAMA, in the Journal of the American Medical Association, was tobacco. The AMA owned tobacco stocks all through the 70s until they finally divested themselves of their tobacco stocks. If you look at the way science changed, I watched a documentary about a guy who ended up in the music business because he was taking physics. He got recruited for the Manhattan Project and worked on the Manhattan Project during the 40s. And then after the war was over, he went back to school. And unfortunately, they were still teaching Newtonian physics in physics class in college, and his knowledge, which was knowledge, not theory, was classified. And it wasn't yet in the university, so all the things they learned in making nuclear weapons wasn't a part of physics yet, so he had to sit and listen to a professor teach something that he knew was wrong because they had just done it, and now this new physics, but it took 10 years for this classified physics to make it into. They just continued to teach as truth. So literally, he with higher knowledge would get an F on a test if he violated classified law and put the truth down on a paper. He had to say, so he ended up leaving physics and ended up in the music business. But this is the way scientific advancements are made, is years after they happen. To question something like vaccines, that's the bedrock. And you look at this conflict of interest where you have the CDC, who's charged with keeping us safe from infectious disease. The number one tool that they have in their toolkit is vaccines, and they're also in charge of making sure vaccines are safe. So you have this inherent conflict. It used to be before the book Silent Spring, and the book Silent Spring came out, the USDA was in charge of protecting us from dangerous chemicals. So the government, there was no EPA until it was created by Richard Nixon, of all people. Before that, it was the group that's in charge of farm and having farmers make income and produce food that was in charge of whether chemicals were safe or not. And that kind of conflict we have now in the vaccine, when you have the former head of the CDC, when she resigned, she ends up, of course, as head of vaccines for Merck. It is, yeah. You know, this is a regulatory agent that has been captured by big business.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, one thing that you pointed out real well is, here you have the government, right? And the government is obviously giving tax breaks and, you know, things like that to the drug companies. You know, the drug companies, of course, are paying taxes and because they're making so much money back to the government. You know, and really, you know, what's happening? You know, I mean, we have this nasty loop, you know, of which I want to get to. So, yeah, matter of fact, well, before we have a few minutes left, and I really want to hit on that. I mean, this is another passionate subject of mine that I absolutely love, is this subject on GMOs. I love it because I love exposing this lie that people have bought into, that number one, GMOs are safe. You know, also there's a chemical that they're using 4 to 5 to 10 times in the amounts on these crops called glyphosate. Number one herbicide used on the planet. It's in just ubiquitous in our food supply, exposing our children, causing leaky gut, autoimmune, and yet now we're moving into, you know, from big pharma to big food, again, part of this nasty loop and cycle here. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, and it's amazing. And by the way, one of the things that I'd love to do with you, Dan, there's a company that makes a glyphosate test that you can do a urine test and see if you have glyphosate in your body, which I'm sure we all do. And so I think the test is a couple of $100. If we get 100 or 200 or 300 of us to order the test at one time, we can get it down to about $50 a piece. Mm-hmm. You know, as we talk about glyphosate, I would really like for a few hundred of us to test our children. And then it's not conjecture. It's not, you can show where, okay, this is in my kid's body. So it's not just the glyphosate. Monsanto went to Bayer in Germany about 7-8 years ago and wanted to add a potent insecticide to, you know, the glyphosate is an herbicide. They wanted to add a potent insecticide to the mix, and they bought the rights to neonicotinoids for all GMO corn. So anytime you have something that's, you know, GMO produced, it also has neonicotinoids. What they like about this with corn, instead of having somebody have to fly over the fields and spray and everybody can see this, you know, stuff going into the neonicotinoids, they put into the seed and then it replicates itself in every cell of the crop. So it's literally built in. A poison. So they say, but don't worry about it because it works on the succinate pathway and humans don't have the succinate pathway. So great, it's just going to pass through us and doesn't matter. The problem is the bacteria in our gut do have the succinate pathway. And we are killing the bacteria in our gut, which up until 10 or 12, 15 years ago, nobody cared about. It's like, oh, you know, suddenly we're becoming aware, oh, wait a minute, we shouldn't be indiscriminately killing the 9 pounds of bacteria that the average man has from his gut to his backside. This is keeping us alive. It's protecting us from virus and other bacteria. And, you know, we're just scratching the surface. This is where we don't know the effects of these things we're doing. The hubris, the science is so complicated. What I want to move the argument to is a philosophical argument. Is like, wait a minute. If you want to eat GMO corn, you can eat it till you turn yellow. You know, eat it till you pop. It's none of my business. I want my food labeled if I'm going to pay for it.
Amen.
And I want the right to choose.
Yep. Yeah, and by the way, when you look at the states where that should have passed, you wonder why it didn't pass. When if on the street you asked 100 people whether we should label GMOs, 99 out of 100 would say absolutely yes, and yet those things have not passed in states like California, how's that possible? Massachusetts, how's that possible?
It's not possible.
Yeah, that's the point, is that money bought.
They were bought, Jeff. Bought. I'm telling you, this election in Washington State, on Prop 522, they had $12 million that came in to fight against labeling. So you know they way outspent the people. Out of that they had. There's a maid knocking at my door. We'll have to let her go away. But the sorry, I'm traveling right now. But the real world, isn't it great? So the out of the $12 million, $500 was the only contribution from inside the state of Washington. Everything else came in. One person donated $500 in the entire state of Washington that said, I don't want this bill, and here's my check for $500. They raised, I think, $6 million from individuals. And meanwhile, the rest of the $12 million came from companies outside of Washington to buy that election. This is, and now, of course, they're trying to ban this on a federal level because it's getting expensive to do this on a state-by-state basis. This is why this film Bought, I want to be the focal point. I want it to be a tool that people can use to affect culture. It's not our elected officials. It's us. It's that our elected officials reflect who we are and what our attitudes are. And we need to educate and let people know, hey, you have the right. You can vote with your wallet. You can vote. In Connecticut, she said, I don't want to do it through a proposition. I want to take back our state house. We can take back our legislature. We can move power back toward the people as long as people are aware of it. That's the purpose of spreading Bought. That's the purpose of having it out. So I mean, my message is like, for the next week is, watch and share, watch and share.
I've been doing that, for days now, and I'm going to make sure that Warren sends this out to our list.
We're sending it to everybody.
I mean, we're going to get that going. And people need to purchase it. Forget the free viewing.
Well, he wants the free viewing right now.
One of the things he said beforehand is, Jeff, you said you want, right now in California, in Oregon, you want people to watch this. You want it out there. You want everyone to watch this.
I'm telling you, I would love for everybody that watches this to buy a DVD. We've spent $1 million on this. We poured a year and a half of my life, our heart and soul. Right now, to heck with what money we make. We made this free to make an impact, to get it out there. And again, I hope everybody in California sees. I hope everybody in California buys a DVD. We'd love to have that to get our investors their money back. I'd love to see a return on what we've done. But if you look at these bills and the risk that we are facing, I have to admit, okay, the most important thing is to share this, and free is the way that we have the greatest chance of getting the largest number of people to see the film.
And you like it, buy it.
Thank
you.
How long is it free for? I thought today was the last day. Yesterday.
We extended it till the 15th, next Sunday. So we extended it through Sunday of next week. And then my investors will hang me. We're going to take it down. It won't be free anymore. But this gives us, again, this is absurd. When you look at this bill in California, when you look at the bill, and this is not random. This measles epidemic, of 140 cases.
People may not know about the bill.
Oh, yeah. So there's a bill that was introduced last week on the Senate floor in California that removes all personal belief exemptions from vaccine. That means that the only way you have, and this is even if you homeschool, that you have no right not to vaccinate your child unless you have a medical exemption that will be, of course, almost impossible to get. Any doctor who writes medical exemptions is going to come under brutal scrutiny. But that means that there's no personal belief exemption. There's no religious belief exemption. So the Amish would lose their right not to vaccinate their children under this bill. The thing that's most frightening about it is once you agree to a mandated vaccine schedule where you have to do it no matter what, we're not just signing off on today's vaccine schedule. You're signing off on a future vaccine schedule that no one has ever seen. There are 300 vaccines in the pipeline, and literally you have no idea what the vaccine schedule is going to look like 2 years from now. My father would have never imagined the number of vaccines that our kids are being given. You know, what I think I was given 6. You know, now we're talking about 69 doses of 16 different vaccines. This is, you know, that's the tip of the iceberg once you let this in. And literally, it costs so much to develop a drug with 300 vaccines in the pipeline. I promise you, they're not doing that to not make money. This is a very concerted, all of a sudden I'm reading, you know, I ran a full page ad in the Wall Street Journal. It said, dear President Obama, yeah, the next day there was an article about pro-vaccine article that was almost as big as my ad. The day before there was an article. There were 11 days in a row that there was an article about you should vaccinate in the Wall Street Journal. I'm like, the Wall Street Journal, why? It's not a financial issue, yet they keep writing about it. I've never seen a more carefully orchestrated campaign than this has been. This measles epidemic, you know, so first off, measles, you know, my mom took me to get measles. You know, she wasn't trying to kill me. You know, it's like, did you see the Brady Bunch episode about the measles?
Posted it.
You know, it's like, oh, well, at least it's just the measles. You know, measles was nothing. 1 in 3 million children died of measles. It's this, and somehow we've turned it into Ebola, and there's normally 600 cases a year. We're on target to have the same number of cases, but for some reason this year it's an epidemic.
No,
crazy.
All about the money.
Our son got the measles, and he used to get respiratory, you know, cold, all kinds of colds and things when he was young. At 3 and a half, he got the measles, and guess what? Isaac hardly ever gets a cold. It served its purpose, and he is
trained the immune system.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I believe all the childhood diseases, they are there for a reason. You know, God had purpose in it. You know, it does make you better and stronger, and they're holding up the fear, you know, that these diseases will kill you, just like they do with the flu. You know, it's absurd. I mean, that's a whole other topic.
You know, even our conservative media is pushing vaccines. Ben Carson is pushing vaccines. I mean, measles vaccines, nonetheless, and he doesn't feel we have a right to have.
Well, remember, they give money, and you said it in the movie, Bob. They give money to both sides. They make sure that they're covering both sides of the aisle. Yep. You know, they're smart enough not to line themselves up with one side.
So it is up to us. It is absolutely up to us.
And the solution that I offer
is having the right.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
The solution that I have to offer is this film for free to spread as far and wide as we can. This morning, within the last 30 minutes, we passed 200,000 likes on the page. But, you know, the movie Thrive has been seen 25 million times online. Literally, we are just scratching the surface. We need to push, and again, I hate to be a broken record, but it is to watch and share. This is the only way that we can have a safe place to have this conversation when money has lined up on the other side to drown out our voices.
Yeah. Well, listen, Jeff, we are so appreciative. I mean, these two subjects alone, vaccines and what Monsanto is doing through GMO crops, their chemical glyphosate, what a brilliant plan. These two things alone, I believe, are the greatest threats to the human race right now, by far. And no doubt, there's big money pushing both of these agendas. So, you know, stand up. You know, you're a bold man, and I'll tell you what, you know, God is using you. So thank you so much, Jeff.
Make sure you go to botmovie.com, watch the movie, purchase the movie. It's absolutely amazing. I watched it last night. So thank you, Jeff, for everything you're doing, and we're going to do everything we can do to get the word out.
Absolutely. Thank you, Jeff, for joining us. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you,
David,
Dr. Papa.
Nice.
Thank you, Marilee.
All right. Yep. Okay.
Jeff, great meeting you.
Yeah.
See you. Thank you.
Bye.
The information shared on today's show can be accessed through our websites, drpompa.com and revelationhealth.com. This Cellular Healing TV episode and past shows are also available for download on iTunes. Help others get real health solutions by liking, reviewing, and sharing our podcasts.